Gorgeous souls, welcome to Heart Flow Healing with Caroline. We had beautiful nearly 80 episodes of Heart and Soul with my gorgeous friend Janet. And now season two starts with just me and sharing all around heart flow healing and how self-acceptance, self-care, self-compassion, and self-love helps us to come back into the flow of love. And I've been looking for love for most of my life, and we can all find it within. When we connect our hearts, when we can open our hearts, heal our hearts, and truly connect to that love that is already within all of us. You are loved. Full stop. As children, we learn that we are lovable when we are nice girls. When we behave, when we are quiet, when we don't act up, and all this. But we are loved just by being us. Love is our true essence. And it's important to truly come back into that flow of love by opening our hearts, by truly connecting to that love within. Of course, I'm an intuitive energy healer and I love to work with the angels, especially, of course, Archangel Mary, the gorgeous heart healer, the beautiful, gentle, nurturing, beautiful angel. Archangel Chamuel, helping with our heart and the love. Of course, I always work and always felt close to Archangel Michael to protect us. And so we can connect to our inner strength as well. And of course, Archangel Raphael. I mean, he's the great healer and he is amazing. And I remember fondly 10, 15 years ago, when my hands really vibrated and went warm, and I could then just channel that energy from Archangel Raphael to my daughter, who was really having a bout of pneumonia. And she's been fine ever since after having pneumonia for years. And it's really beautiful to connect to the angels. We are not alone. We are never alone. We are always supported. So, this is the format of the new show. And just being here, sharing my insights, inspiring you. We are all on this spiritual journey together, and we can all learn from each other. And by sharing my heart with you, I hope that you can heal and open your heart too. So, episode one is all about cleansing and upgrade. You might have heard about the golden future, the new form of compassion, of togetherness, of oneness, of helping each other, of living a beautiful life, supported and supporting other, kindness, love, compassion is all part of it. And we are upgrading towards that, and our bodies are catching up. And so sometimes we need a cleanse. It's sort of that letting go. I was sick for the last 2 weeks. I had a really bad bout of the flu. And I've never been this ill since childhood. Can't remember. And as a mom, you're never sick anyway, because you have to keep working and looking after your children. But I was down with really high fever for a couple of days, and you know how those fevers go, and it's up and down and up and down, and my whole system, my whole was really off. And then, of course, my chest, you might still hear my voice. My chest was a bit congested. And it was, yeah, still blocked. And I was really sick, but I could let go. I mean, I could do nothing. I could just lie on the couch, on the sofa, and just rest, rest, deep, deep rest, and let it all go. And no more household chores, no more clients. I had to cancel every session, every client. And in a way, it felt good. I realized how much I still carried on my shoulders, how much responsibility there was, and that, in fact, life goes on, even with me lying on this couch. And being nurtured. For once, you know, I'm always the nurturing type, always helping others, but having my children, my grown children, adult children, bring me tea or looking after me. And it was a nice experience in all of this. And from the beginning, I felt it's been like a cleanse. Something has shifted or is shifting in my body. Because I don't know about you, but I used to sort of, blame myself for getting ill. Sort of, oh, I wasn't looking after myself enough. Why did I catch this? I didn't protect myself. Or, I blamed myself. But actually, there's no blame. It happens. And sometimes we need it, because otherwise we wouldn't give us ourselves the rest. So then the universe thinks like, oops, there you go. You need that rest. And then the second week I was just really, really weak. I had no energy. I could barely walk 10 feet, and I was nearly collapsing again. So excuse me, the cough is still here. And I realized that it's just that time to go within even more, and trust my body, listen to my body even on a deeper level. And having just that whole body cleanse, letting it all go, relaxing, leaning into it. And I know and I trust that life is happening for me. Yeah, I know. You're sick lying on the couch and you think life is happening for you, but it had a bigger meaning. It was meant to be. There was a reason why I needed those 2 weeks of rest. And that's important. So something was going on a higher level to just clear and cleanse my whole system. I know it's not a nice experience, but it's happening for a reason. And as you know, with congested lungs, the lungs are powered by the heart chakra. So it was opening even more, was having even more compassion for myself and opening on a whole new level. And that cleanse is still going on, as you can hear, and giving myself that time and making myself a priority. Yes, that's sort of the story of my life. Learning to looking after myself, self-compassion, self-nurturing, and of course, prioritizing myself. And yeah, we all learn that again and again on a different level, as healing is just growing and growing and learning it on a deeper, higher level. So healing our hearts, going within, cleansing the lungs, bringing in the fresh, new energies, breathing it in and letting out the old. It's all about that. Always regenerating, reforming ourselves and being more of who we truly are, letting go of all those facets we hold on, or all those ways of living we've learned because as a child we were taught to. At school, we had to mingle, integrate. We learned not to stand out. And now it's the time to walk your own path. Go forward. Be who you truly are. Yeah. Who are you truly? We never know, do we? We always think we know, but just keep going one step at a time and adjusting. And that's okay. For the longest time, I felt I'm too sensitive. Then I sort of toughened up, and then I saw being sensitive as the greatest gift. The same with nurturing. I felt, oh, can't be nurturing or too nice to people. They will use me. So I had to go within, and I sort of had this big shield. But actually, nurturing that compassion for others is still here. The kindness is important. And it works both ways. When we learn self-compassion, then we can even have more compassion for others. And it doesn't mean that we have to stop being compassionate. It just means that we learn to be compassionate with ourselves. And upgrading, being better than we were yesterday, learning from yesterday, from all the past, and healing and letting go and growing. And that's our part. So cleansing. Some people cleanse, especially now in spring during this time before Easter. Sometimes they fast and learn more about themselves. Others get sick, others get ill, or things fall away. It's all a cleanse and an upgrade of every cell of our body. So if you've been sick or ill lately, like so many, I've heard now everybody had this flu and felt really poorly. So I hope you keep going. You're looking after yourself and allow the cleansing, the whole body cleanse. Don't fight it, go with it and upgrade your system. Eat the healthy foods and drink plenty of water or tea and nurture yourself and see this as the upgrade, as the start to the golden future, to the new era ahead of us. And it's been really timely after those eclipses and the intense, excuse me, full moon and new moon, and now building up to another full moon here in spring. And of course, spring is also sort of like the rebirth, the coming up again. As like a tulip, you know, they bloom in spring, they gather their energy in the bulb. They are deep down in earth over winter, and then sort of they come up again. They're not the same flower, it's the same bulb, but they're not the same. Maybe they have a leaf more, maybe they have a slightly different color, maybe their bud is a bit different. And that's the same with us. We are not the same we were last year. We have the same roots, we have the same essence, but we can bloom differently. Allow yourself to upgrade and let go of anything and everything that no longer serves you. You might already have an inkling of what this is. Something that has been bothering or felt heavy on your shoulder. It's the time to let that go and cleanse and let go. So, this has been episode one of Heart Flow Healing with Caroline, and I love for you to sign up to the podcast or watch it on YouTube on my new show and share feedbacks. And if you have insights into other topics that truly, truly feel close to your heart and you love to know more, then yeah, I am here for you. As always, with much love and warmest of hugs. Speaking to you soon. Thank you.